One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, we've been knocking out bums for almost four decades. Who is we? My name is, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I'm an award-winning writer and also a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I could write, I could fight, I could do a little bit of both. But the bottom line is, of course, today we're talking Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'll bring you some great guests today. Of course, we'll spend some time with a guy that he was behind Jerry Cooney's career. Jerry Cooney was considered like the great white hope of the 1980s. Of course, fought Larry Holmes for the World Heavyweight Championship, held his own for a few rounds, got stopped, I think, in the 12th round. But the bottom line is, Cooney made a lot of money. In fact, some people thought he was going to be the first billion-dollar athlete. That didn't happen. But bottom line is, he is a heck of an athlete. We're talking about Jerry Cooney at one point in time. But Dennis Rapoport and Mike Jones were his managers. So we'll talk with Dennis about what it was like to manage the great last great white hope. Let me turn these headwinds down a little bit. And we'll spend some time, of course, with Tommy D in hour number two. Godfather Larry Merchant will spend some time with us as well. Of course, the Godfather will be here to celebrate Harold Lederman. It'll be Harold Lederman and myself talking. I take that back. We'll talk about Harold at about 35 minutes past hour. Hour number two is still open for play. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we've been real. I think I'm the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, I mean, well, Canelo probably the only one, but he's going out the door, so.
What responsibility comes along with that then, if you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing, you know, in America?
Just every time I'm in there, just put on a dominant performance. You know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what made me that star over everybody. Because people be winning, but they be watching them and they be like, first of all, they go 12 rounds. Not saying 12 rounds is bad, but it's just like how they do it. Like they run and. They think it's still amateur boxing and things like that. Like, come on.
That is the Tank. Gervonta Davis, man's held belts at 130, 135, and 140. Talking about doing a fight at 147 with Keith Thurman. I'll see if that goes down. Of course, stepping up and wait. Keith Thurman a bit long in the tooth, but still a formidable foe, no doubt about that. Now, last night across the pond, of course, Lee Wood came from behind. Josh Warrington is a guy that comes to a gunfight with a bunch of knives. You can't fight a gunfight with knives. You just can't do it. Of course, what I'm trying to tell you is he's got 33 wins, but he only had 8 knockouts, right? So he can't punch. And when he went up against Lee Wood the other night, of course, last night, Lee Wood, of course, was losing through 7-8 rounds and through 7 rounds. And in the 7th round, boom, he catches Josh Warrington. And before you know it, it's over. At the end of the 7th round, it was a KO winner for Lee Wood. Lee Wood, of course, a decent fighter now, 28-3, 17 KOs. And Mr. Warrington drops to 31-3, 1 draw and 8 KOs. That is it. If you can't punch, man, you're hurting in boxing. You just are. I mean, you just are. It's like, as I said, going to a gunfight with like a butter knife. And sometimes a butter knife. Sometimes a knife, but sometimes a butter knife. Bottom line is he was overmatched last night. Gilbert Ramirez, of course, former light heavyweight champion, a guy that's talked about winning a cruiserweight title. Not my favorite guy. Bottom line is, I think he's only lost one fight, but he, of course, went with Joe Smith last night, won a 12-round decision over Joe Smith. Joe Smith stepping up a couple of weight classes. You know, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Last night, Gilberto Ramirez was a much, 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 much bigger guy. I mean, much bigger guy, no doubt about that. Now, let's go back 7 days, of course, 8 days. Canelo Alvarez, Jermell Charlo, people still talking about that. The heat, of course, on Jermell Charlo, and a heat to an extent on Canelo Alvarez because of the fact he didn't finish the guy that didn't fight back. I mean, think about it. If you had, I mean, he wasn't even fighting a super defensive fight. I'm talking about Charlo. Charlo was just like, hey, man, don't hit me too much. Just hit me enough to win. That's sort of what it was like, because he didn't respond. There was no, I mean, there was no, the man wasn't there. What I mean by the man, the intestinal fortitude, you know, the stones, what comes from below the belt and up here between the ears. The combination wasn't there for Charlo. He just didn't have it. He never stepped forward. He never used his height, reach, size advantage, never once. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. What was this guy thinking? What was he thinking? He was thinking, hey, let's not get hurt. Let's get paid, and let's go back to 154 pounds. Of course, he thought he was going back to 154, so he would challenge welterweight champion, the ascending welterweight champion out of Omaha, Nebraska, of course, the undefeated Terrence Crawford. That ain't going to happen. Terrence had poo-pooed all of that, because Terrence said, man, after you snuck the joint out with Canelo, I don't want no part of you. I mean, he didn't. Everybody says this. You talked a big game. And I understand that if you're in the ring with somebody that's overmatched you. I remember when I fought in the Olympic trials against Vincent Webb. Vincent Webb was a much bigger fighter than me. He was bigger and he was skilled, this and that. But I still tried to impose my will. I mean, we went the distance. I mean, it was no doubt about it. I was giving it all the entire fight. You know what I'm saying? You have to. You have to and try to impose your will, or you turn into a little bitch, okay? And that's not boxing. Of course, Gervonta Davis talked about that leading in here, being the face of boxing, how he wants to go out and have dominant performances after dominant performance. Well, you know, he's probably the only guy out there, because the rest of these guys, like, they want to go 12 rounds, they want to box. Devin Haney is the worst. Devin Haney's going to fight here in the City by the Bay, and I'm probably not going to get a credential to fight for saying this, but I think Devin Haney and Floyd Mayweather are poison for boxing. I just think they are. I think Haney is a guy that's got some ability, he's got some size, he's got some reach. Has he used it to his advantage? Yes. Has he made a lot of money? Yes. But has he done anything that boxing historians will look back on and say, whoa, Devin Haney, whoa? No, he hasn't done anything, okay? He went down there and fought George Kambosos not once but twice. Kambosos turned out to be, he turned out to be a bum. I usually don't use that word too often, but he turned out to be a, he turned out to be a guy that was so one-dimensional, he could throw two jabs, one jab, and then a right hand from like five feet away. I mean, it was a ridiculous fight as far as him and Haney was concerned. What did Haney lose? Maybe a round, if that, maybe in each fight? I don't think so. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Kambosos pulled off the con of cons. Of course, pulling off that win over Teofimo Lopez, and Lopez now back in the saddle at 140 after beating Josh Taylor. So, sort of, Teofimo Lopez, at one point in time, the takeover, we were so hot on him, it just was. I mean, the kid had talent, he talked well, and then he had a couple of bad fights, and of course, you know, the fight with Kambosos, what happened to that? I mean, when you fall apart against Kambosos, and he fell apart, I mean, he said he was had weight-making issues, had some problems with the hearing as far as an ear infection is concerned, all kinds of different excuses, but the bottom, and his old lady was giving him a bad time, too. Of course, the old lady's always uses an excuse when a fighter loses, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he got beat up by Kambosos. And then, of course, he does the Haney thing and makes Haney go down there twice, not once but twice. Haney gets paid twice. Kambosos gets paid twice. Kambosos trying to get back in the boxing mix. Just let him go. Go away, man. Take your money and run. Just like Jermall Charlo. Don't go back to 154 pounds. Don't defend the 154-pound championships anymore. Just go away. Take your money and go away. Listen, man, you had your opportunity for greatness. I mean, even if you'd have went down in a firefight with Canelo, people would have said, you know what? That guy's got intestinal fortitude. That Charlo's guy, I want to see him fight again. I mean, come on. He stepped up 14 pounds. 14 pounds, machoed up, and went up against one of the better fighters pound for pound in the entire world. Okay? And he went 12. I mean, he went the route. He went the 12-round route. Of course, do I think he should have went the 12-round route? No. Do I think Canelo was taking it easy on him? Yes. Do I think Charlo decided he was never going to fight? I mean, Charlo never stepped forward. You have to step forward. I mean, you have to step forward. You got to want it. You got to want it deep down inside. He didn't want it. It just wasn't part of his mix. He just didn't want it. And you got to want something so bad. You taste it. You smell it. You feel it. I mean, there's nothing but that one goal in your mind. There's nothing else that matters. I mean, life doesn't matter. This is all that matters. And yet some guys can't put the focus together, you know, for the time that's needed. Straight up. I am a bit shocked right now that the world of boxing, of course, has no real face, but Gervonta Davis wants to be the face. Of course, David Benavidez, we'll hear from him a little bit later. He's going to take on Demetrius Andrade. I think that's going to go down to December. Of course, Andrade is probably the most difficult guy at 168 to fight.
He's a left-hander. They call him Boo Boo. And he's not a big puncher, but he's difficult to fight. He makes people look bad. But I think that he and David Benavidez, I think it will be an engaging fight. I think David should win, but I think it will be an engaging fight, of course. But that's what they've done to David Benavidez. They've made him fight everybody. I mean, he's called out everybody. He just has. I mean, how long has he been calling out Canelo? He's been the number one contender. Forget this. 2 years. 2 years, the number one. Not 2 months. 2 years, number one contender. Of course, they got him on that coke bus. Of course, when he got popped for the off, he wasn't fighting, but they came with some random drug tests and they ran him, and they knew he was doing coke, I guess, and they found him with some cocaine in the system, of course, and they say, hey, man, you got to go to rehab and this kind of stuff. So we went to rehab, and he lost the WBC 168 pound title on the scale because of the fact, he says, because the pandemic didn't give him a sauna. You know, Mauricio and these guys have all kinds of excuses for him, but the bottom line is he is the future of boxing, I think, especially at 168. He can speak Spanish. He's from Ecuador. He's got Ecuadorian blood in him, Mexican blood as well. Of course, and Canelo said he wasn't going to fight any Mexicans last year. And now Canelo's saying, I'll fight him. I'll fight effing DeBenavidez. I mean, come on, man. Why you got to bring the effing in? I don't get this. If you're trying to learn English, learn English. You're doing a pretty good job of it. I mean, Roberto Duran never did. Shame on him for not doing so, because he would have been the biggest spokesperson of products here in the United States you can imagine from south of the equator. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Canelo Alvarez is done. I think David Benavidez is the guy to step in and move in and take him out. I think that David Benavidez, of course, and Gervonta Davis will probably, between those two guys, probably declare who is the face of boxing, because there's really nobody else. I mean, who else? I mean, come on, man. You're talking about Manny Pacquiao coming back and fighting again. What's he, like 45 years old? I mean, that's how hurting boxing is. They're talking about guys coming back and fighting at the age of 45. But back to what Davis said. Guys going 12 rounds is not bad, but it is when you do it like a girl. I hate to put girls down like that. You know, when I mean, fight like a sissy. You know, in other words, you get like up by four or five rounds. I'm just going to skate the rest of the way. I'm going to run the rest of the way. That's not the way to do things. The difference between a good fighter and a bad fighter, and I asked Ray Charles Leonard this, Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, he and I were together in Palm Springs. We're sitting in a jacuzzi. And I said to him, Blood, I said, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? He said to me, the difference is the willingness to gamble. He goes, a great fighter will gamble. He goes, a good fighter won't. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You told a story on one occasion about coming back from the Olympics with the medal to your own hometown. Did this make you a very big man in your own hometown? Did it completely change your life?
Well, you know, like, made me popular for a few days, but I wanted to do something good with it. So I went downtown. At the time, black people was marching to eat in the white restaurants, and they wanted rights to go where they wanted to. And so I said, I'll take this medal, and I'll go downtown, and I'll sit down in a restaurant. I got on the spot now, and then I'll order something to eat. And I went down, and I had my medal on, and the lady was looking, and I said, I'd like a cheeseburger. She said, we don't serve Negroes. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a cheeseburger.
Life in the South, 1959, 1960. Muhammad Ali, of course, talking about life in Louisville, Kentucky. Now we go from the West Coast to the East Coast to bring in, of course, the manager of Jerry Cooney, the Great White Hope. That's what they call Jerry Cooney. Was that a knock on Cooney, or is that a positive, Dennis Rappaport?
Pedro, it was something that made Jerry very uncomfortable, and it made a whole group, his trainer and his my co-manager, Mike Jones. Unfortunately, racism has been institutionalized for a long time, and you know, from the days of Jack Johnson, the Great White Hope, it was just a very unfortunate thing. And Jerry used to have an answer. He would say, it's not important if you're black or white, but just how you throw your left and right. And we tried to discourage any of that done, because the fight was huge. There was it was morally reprehensible, and it was dumb business, because there weren't seats available anywhere.
Okay. Victor Valley, you brought up Victor Valley, of course, Jerry Cooney's trainer. Victor was cool with me. We had some good times back east. So I see him after fights, before fights. He's always cordial. I was always approach him. Listening. I mean, he was a good guy.
I got Pedro. I got to tell you, I think that Victor, for those who've met him, left an indelible impression in their minds and in their hearts. He was just a real genuine guy, who, frankly, I don't think has been given the credit. I mean, he's a guy that they didn't bring mate fighters to. He took Escalera when he was a club fighter, and they brought him to Victor. He made him a champion. He had Serrano. He worked with the Aces when he beat Duran. He took Jeff Lampkin when he was, you know, just an ordinary guy, and brought him, trained him for a few fights, and made him a champion.
Hey, talking about Dennis. Speaking of Ray Lampkin, do you remember Motormouth Morton, Mike Morton?
Oh, sure, from Oregon. Yeah.
I mean, I had to bring him up. I mean, somebody brought him up yesterday, but Mike Motormouth Morton, he gave me a business card one time, and it had a bigger, it had like a Rolling Stones type of mouth, like these big, the big lips, right? And the big lips. It said, yeah. Motormouth Morton. I kid you not.
Unreal. I had spoken to him several times on the phone, and I would take the phone and put it away from my ear, because he didn't even come up for air.
No, never.
But he was a character.
He was a character, and he was an, you know what, a good straight old school guy. I mean, he was straight.
Old school guy. He had Ray Lampkin when Ray fought Duran,
yeah.
And the victor had trained Jeff Lampkin from Youngstown, Ohio, when he beat McQuarrie.
You know, when you look back at let's go back to Jerry Cooney just for a second. When you look back at Jerry Cooney, he and I spent some time in, where was it, outside of Detroit. I think it was Rockport, Illinois, outside of Chicago. I guess about 10 or 15 years ago, doing a charity event for Greg Page and Gerald McClellan. And me and Jerry were the only two guys that showed up from the boxing world. So that just shows you how representative the boxing world is of their fallen icons.
Well, I think what reflects Pedro is, after everything is said and done, the heart and compassion that you had and that Jerry had to be supportive of fighters who unfortunately went through tragic events and were traveling the boulevard of broken dreams and blighted hopes, and sometimes even worse.
Dennis, they were both in wheelchairs, and you know what almost brought me to tears, and is that Gerald pulled me close. He goes, "Pedro, is Emmanuel coming?" And
really?
And I didn't know what to say. I mean, I looked at Lisa. I didn't know what to say. I said, "I think he's in Ukraine."
A great answer.
You know,
I tell you, it's heart-wrenching, okay, that boxing is in the, 16th century. Every sport has health insurance for fighters, has pension plans for fighters. And here you have athletes who are the most courageous of all, and there's no protection. If they had a great management or people that cared, and sometimes that's the exception rather than the rule, they're secure. But it's the exception that's secure. And many have given their blood and tears and made sacrifices. You know, they heard the love of the crowd, but the crowd becomes silent when they retired and amnesia set in. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of these folks are in need.
Well, you know, I see it because I go to these retirement boxing events, this and that, and I go to NFL events too. And believe it or not, the NFL players are messed up more than boxers physically, as far as mentally as well, as far as banging heads and things like that. But you know, I look back at the Diego Corrales fight with Jose Luis Castillo. I mean, he hung on in that first fight. I think he won like in the 13th or the 14th round. He shouldn't have won that fight. He was a beaten man. 6 weeks later, they had him in contact training again. He should have been off a year. And they had him training.
Absolutely. And you know, it's ironic that you bring that up. I don't think anybody could ever forget that Diego Corrales' comeback against Castillo. No. But how could you not give them a rest? This is a human being. You know, the body's a machine. I mean, you know, in some respect, but more vulnerable. I mean, it's a horror. It's a nightmare. You have managers that throw guys in, don't care if they're ready. You follow? For nickels and dimes. When if they were smart, if they handled it properly, not only would the fighter get better paid, but he would wind up his career with health. I mean, let me give you a perfect example. I took a fighter that everyone thought that I had completely lost my mind, and I signed Oleg Moskayev. He had been stopped 3 out of 5 times, and Victor Valley Jr. said, "Dennis, I think I see something. What do you think?" And I was reluctant at first, and I sat down with him, and I did my homework. Here was a guy in his first fight, they put him in with somebody, I think 21 or 23 and an 0. In his fourth or fifth fight, they put him in with ex-heavyweight champion Oliver McCall. And on and on. This was a person they treated like a piece of meat. They told him when he came to New York that either you fight or we send you back to Russia. And one of the most exhilarating and one of the greatest comebacks were that 3 years or 2.5 years, we built up his confidence. I brought Victor in to train him. And there was that memorable night in Vegas where the impossible became the possible. and he became heavyweight champion of the world. And I remember at a post-fight press conference saying, the old song by Frank Sinatra about high hopes. When you have high hopes, even an ant can move a rubber tree plant.
This was
a Cinderella story.
Dennis Rappaport, the former co-manager with Mike Jones of Jerry Cooney. Mike Jones was a good guy. He used to call me at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning, the phone would ring and be Mike Jones screaming at me about something I wrote in Flash Magazine or on the internet, something like that. Here's a question for you. Got 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Do you think Andrew Gullotta went in the tank with Riddick Bowe both times because the Russian mob put heat on him?
No.
No?
I think Gullotta was a complete mental case. I know of a situation in Poland where he, at a bar, he got drunk and he beat up a civilian and in the freezing cold took his clothes off, took the guy's clothes off. I think that he had serious emotional problems, okay? And I think that was the problem.
Okay.
I don't believe it was the Russian mob at all. If not, they would have been. I think they would have had their money on, particularly in the first fight, on Gullotta. I think he was a complete mental case and uncontrollable.
Good enough. In 30 seconds, tell me what you're doing these days, besides being a wonderful father.
Well, I'm still involved in boxing. I haven't. My last champion was heavyweight champion was 2008. I do some consultation, and I'm called very often to manage or represent or manage or promote a fighter. And frankly, at this stage in my life, unless somebody would have to have a lot of talent, discipline, and dedication and character for me to get involved.
Dennis Rappaport, Dennis, I got to wrap things up. We're running up on a hard break. I thank you so much. Let's do this again in a couple of weeks.
I love it, and it's been great being with you, Pedro.
Much respect. The great Dennis Rappaport, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Larry Merchant.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Interesting question. How do you score a fight?
57-57. Bruce Lynn, Provodnikov landed some hellacious shots in rounds 4 and 5, but Mike Alvarado just outworked them in round 6 to even it all up.
Officially, on the record, the way you score a fight is clean punching, effective aggressiveness, ring generalship, and defense, and you score those 4 points 25% each. In other words, clean punching is obvious, the guy who's landing the cleaner, harder shots. Effective aggressiveness is pretty obvious. The one who's pushing the other guy back, the one who's getting off first, he's the aggressor. Ring generalship, you're putting the opponent where you want to put him in the ring.
Another good combination for Gennady as he pins Stevens in the corner.
And defense, of course, you keep your elbows in tight, your hands up high, you block the punches with your forearms. The truth of the matter is that you score 99% for clean punching and 1% for the other three, and that's the truth. They really complicated something that's very, very simple. Say to yourself, who did more damage in that round? They'll give him 10 points and you'll be a great judge.
The great Harold Letterman, of course, may he rest in peace, the HBO judge, my buddy. I could tell you a couple stories about Harold. We were all over the world together, of course, spent some time in Spain with Harold, was with Harold in Buenos Aires, Argentina for an event. I mean, Harold was just a goodwill. He was truly the goodwill ambassador of boxing everywhere we went. I mean, everybody wanted to talk to Harold, get a picture with Harold. One night, I'm repeating myself, but one night in Sacramento after, I think, a Tony Lopez fight, there was a limousine waiting for him to take him back to the hotel, an HBO limousine, and a limo driver kept looking at his watch. I mean, he was making things a bit awkward because he wanted to take Harold back to the hotel, the Radisson Hotel, because of the fact he wanted to, drop off his fare and get moving and had another gig or something like that. So I told, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take Harold back. So limo driver left, and Harold signed autographs for another 45 minutes, took pictures for another 45 minutes. He was a man like a few other men. Anyway, bottom line is, let's go back in time. This was, I believe, 2012, and HBO did a big special on Harold Letterman.
Boxing has always been a world defined by its characters. They make the sport different from all the others. More colorful, more indelible, more personal, and more fun. Harold Letterman was one such boxing character. A man who loved the fight game just as much as it loved him back. Born in the Bronx in 1940, Harold was first introduced to boxing early in his life.
My father was a huge fight fan. He really loved boxing. My father and his friends would go to the fights every Friday night, and they used to throw me the car and take me to the fights with them. That's where I started loving boxing.
He had no interest in fighting himself, but in 1967, he was certified as a New York State boxing judge, and over the next several decades, Harold would judge nearly 400 fights, including some of the sport's most memorable bouts. Perhaps none more memorable than the third matchup between Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton at Yankee Stadium. Then in 1986, HBO Boxing decided to add a working judge to its commentary team. And after an audition, Harold was deemed the perfect fit.
You try not to prejudge a fight, and you try not to postjudge a fight. You really don't think what's going to happen in the later rounds. You're just watching a fight and scoring it as you see it.
So on March 22, 1986, Harold Letterman made his national television debut.
Well, we're going to get a judge's eye look tonight, a special feature here on HBO. We've invited Harold Letterman, who is one of the top judges in the business, just to get an unofficial but a very known perspective on how the fight is progressing.
From the very start, he was a hit.
Larry, as I see it, Trevor Burbick is ahead 106 to 103. He's the aggressor. He's landing the stronger, harder punches, doing what he has to do.
You might not often have seen him on camera, But the voice and the unvarying beginning of every slice of analysis became part of the soundtrack of modern boxing history.
Harold, how do you have it through nine?
Okay, Jim. Okay, Jim.
Jim, I gotta tell you. Jim, I gotta tell you.
Okay, Jim, thank you. 7-2. Gennady Golovkin. You know, Jim, I love that effective aggressiveness. Man, I love it when a guy backs the other guy up the whole fight. That's what Gennady's doing.
He had an encyclopedic knowledge of the sport that made him television's preeminent ringside rules expert.
Another low blow.
Zeb should definitely take the 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, if Zeb Judah can't continue, he loses by abandonment.
If that beard can cushion a punch, or if the beard can scratch the opponent, it's illegal.
And when the biggest controversies and memories cropped up, Harold was always there with perspective, reason, and explanation.
Unbelievable! Richard Steele stopped the fight with fewer than 5 seconds to go.
The last round is the only round that you can be saved by the bell. Had the judges had Taylor ahead on the scorecards, as we did, Taylor would have won the decision. Very interesting.
Galata has lost a second point, and Harold, what comes next?
The thing that comes next, without question, is a disqualification.
Manny Pacquiao was the aggressive all night. He set him up, and then he belted him with the left hand. I mean, that decision was a crime. Without question, Manny Pacquiao won the fight.
In his life away from the ring, he was a pharmacist, a loving husband to Eileen, a loving father to Julie and Iris. But ultimately, wherever you saw him, his passion for boxing enveloped him.
Just things that we picked up around the world over the years, a few old posters here and there. I save stuff like press kits and, you know, bout sheets and whatnot. I guess I'm one of the few people that's got score sheets from the Puerto Rican Commission.
It was that passion, that joy for everything to do with the sport, that led him to a dream come true in 2016. Induction into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. An honor he'd treasure for the rest of his life. So while maybe Harold Letterman never threw a punch or worked a corner in his 79 years on earth, he became one of the great characters in all of boxing.
Oh man, boxing's everything to me. I like the sport, I love the people in it, and it's just been my whole life.
He loved the sport as much as life itself. And he loved everything boxing gave him in return.
To tell you the truth, I really, really never thought when I started judging boxing that it would go beyond judging. I guess, you know, I really lucked out. Couldn't ask for any more.
Harold Letterman, what more can I say, folks? He was my buddy. He was a good friend of my next guest. I'm talking about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And Larry, no, there will never be another Harold. Never.
Well, there'll never be another Pedro either, for that matter.
Yeah, but I don't matter like Harold matters.
Well, Harold was a force of boxing nature. He loved the game, and it was I tipped my hat to my old boss, Russ Greenberg, who put our team together for doing something that nobody had done before, and having an outspoken but fearless judge. And he was right in his calls 90% or more of the time. So it was an unusual thing to do in that day. And Harold was one of the elements that brought our team together.
Yeah, and you know, and you guys were such a solid team. I guess I told you about the times that I watched Harold sign autographs until like everybody else left. I mean, he was
well, he loved that part of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean,
and
so
he loved being a pharmacist too.
No, he was, and I used to preface anytime I would have him on the show. I'd say, you know, I said my next guest is the biggest drug dealer in boxing, and I'm
right.
and I'm sure people on the other end were going, oh my, what's he talking about? This nice man, Harold Letterman. Oh, and then I explained he's a pharmacist, this and that. But the bottom line is, yeah, I remember the first time I threw that at him, it even caught Harold off guard.
Well, that may be the only time he was caught off guard. He really was into it.
Okay. Jim Lampley, he wasn't impressed with Mr. Charlo last week. I saw a little piece on that he put together. I wasn't impressed with Mr. Charlo. When a guy steps into a fight and doesn't try to win, doesn't take a step forward, doesn't throw a punch with bad intentions, should he be penalized?
Well, he'll be penalized with his next opponent, I assume. That is to say that he'll never be in a major fight event again. But listen, before this, all of us knew that Canelo was going to beat him down, and just the way Canelo himself had lost to Bivol, and who was a bigger man. So you can credit or discredit Canelo for fighting such a guy. But on the other hand, the most impressive thing to me in that fight was the condition that Canelo got himself into.
Yeah.
Here's a man in his 30s who's made hundreds of millions of dollars and still wants to be great and still goes after it. You got to give Canelo credit alongside the discredit we're giving to Charlo.
Without a doubt. Godfather, what do you got planned this week for you and the Godmama?
Well, we have a few social engagements starting tomorrow with our daughter and her husband and our two grandkids and
I'm coming down there on the 14th for some boxing event in Commerce, California. It's like a luncheon starting at 11 o'clock. There's like 35 champions going to be there. Are you going to be in town?
When is that precisely?
October 14th, next Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be in town.
All right, I'll give you a call. I'll check you out. Say hello to the Godmama for me. Give her a big hug.
All right, let me know who you see down there.
All right, all the best. The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame Larry Merchant, blessing us with his presence. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, and I'm going to get straight to it. Boo-boo, November, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Originally we're trying to make the fight happen with Munguia. And he backed out last minute, so we weren't able to make it with him. And now, like I said, I want to be a man of my word. I said I want to either get Boo-boo, Canelo, Munguia, Morel.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get Munguia, but now it looks like Demetrius Andre is going to happen. So that's a really good fight in the zone.
Do you consider, at least on paper, do you think it would be a more difficult fight than Caleb Plant?
To be honest, I don't know. I think the only difference it is that he's lefty. I feel like it's the same type of fighter. But I feel like once, I'm just too strong, too big and strong for him. I feel like once they see, just like happened to Caleb Plant, like once we get to the middle, in the middle rounds, I start to take over. And I see the same thing happening in this fight.
Do you feel like this is more of a Arizona fight or like a Las Vegas?
So I think it's going to be either Las Vegas or California, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Mike Tyson calls him the monster. I'm talking about David Benavidez, undefeated, 168 pounds, of course, former WBC champion, and of course, lost that title on the scale. Bottom line is Canelo Alvarez doesn't want to fight him. I don't think Canelo would be smart to fight him. But the bottom line is, I think he's got a great charge in front of him, a good, great challenge in front of him in Demetrius Andrade. I think a fight's going to take place in early December. But that is a hell of a challenge. Andrade is not easy to beat. He's left-handed, no doubt about it. I mean, he's going to bring it, but it's not going to be enough. Gilberto Ramirez, I said maybe a little earlier, was a winner last night, of course, the former cruiserweight champion. I'm not high on this guy now. 45-1, of course, beat Joe Smith. Joe Smith loses for like the fourth time, the fifth time, now 28-4. Of course, Joe Smith, the former guy that fought at 175, at one time 168, but the bottom line is he's not a cruiserweight. 200 pounds, I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is combat sports. What I'm trying to tell you is that size, you can't beat size. Usually you can't beat them. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule for the most part, but you can't beat size. Speaking of size, they're trying to tell me the Oleg Usyk, of course, Tyson Fury fight is signed. That's going to happen in Saudi Arabia. It's going to take place in March or April. Of course, they've got to get through with this first fight with Francis Ngannou, the MMA guy. Of course, Mike Tyson says this is not a joke. He's going to hit you on the chin, Tyson Fury. How you respond, that's going to be determined as to how this fight ends. Because Tyson Fury can take Ngannou's shot if he gets hit. He wins. If he doesn't, he gets knocked out. And the linear world heavyweight championship either becomes vacant or Ngannou is a world heavyweight champion. There's no way about it. I mean, Mauricio can say what he wants. The sanctioned bodies can say what they want. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, if the heavyweight champion of the world gets knocked out, he loses his title, whether it's on the line, whether it's an exhibition, whether it's anything. He loses his title because that's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, I think it'll be a formidable foe. I think he'll be a formidable foe, Francis Ngannou. But most people don't give him any chance whatsoever. I mean, slim and none, and Slim's out of town, according to old Don King. Speaking of Don King, 92 years old, putting a card together, looks like in November, with Adrian Broner. I don't know what's up with Adrian Broner. I guess Don didn't have anybody, and Broner was able. He's able to sign Broner cheap because I told you I tried to get Don back into the heavyweight title mix about 6 or 7 years ago. I said if he bid $2 million on a WBO heavyweight title fight, he could win the purse bids, and I think the actual purse bids went for $1.75 million. So I knew what I was talking about, but Don didn't want to come up with the money. So if I figured he either didn't have it or he had no interest. But the bottom line is,
That's what it was. The world's greatest promoter, actually not anymore. 92 years old, get more power, but Bob Arum is kicking his ass as far as turning things out in their 90s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two comes up after the biased news on Sports Byline.
I'm Skip Kelly. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a really weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attacks. In an earlier statement, Trump also said Israel has a right to defend itself. President Biden also released a statement about the incursion on Saturday, saying there is never justification for terrorist attacks and Israel has a right to defend its people. The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday killed over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
Dave Collins reporting. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It'll jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. Officials in Hawaii plan to reopen West Maui to tourists this weekend. Residents of Lahaina are slowly cleaning up, getting their lives back together, and trying to move forward after the devastating wildfires in early August. But many of those residents say their grief is still too fresh to welcome a surge of visitors. Many community members say residents are still mourning their losses and need more time to heal after the fires leveled the town of Lahaina and left 97 people dead. Early estimates project that about $5.5 billion will be needed to repair damaged areas in West Maui. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fannie Willis says she's been getting threats. Willis said on Friday the threats began when her office indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others for allegedly interfering with the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis told the Fulton County Board of Commissioners that threats come in the mail, over the phone, and even through text messages. She's also asking the commission for more power when it comes to vetting and hiring her own staff. A federal judge in Tulsa has upheld Oklahoma's new law that bans doctors and hospitals from performing gender transition procedures on minors.
The law also bans doctors from prescribing drugs like puberty blockers and hormones. District Judge Sean Hale says the law is rationally related to the state's interest in protecting children, the public health, and the integrity of the medical profession.
Five transgender youths, their families, and a doctor had filed a lawsuit to block enforcement of the law. Airline flights to Tel Aviv have been canceled after the Hamas attacks on Israel. Weekend flights on United as well as American and Delta Airlines are listed as canceled. Several airlines around the world announced they're canceling flights to Tel Aviv as a result of the fighting. The fraud trial of a former crypto king has wrapped up its first week in a Manhattan federal court. FTX co-founder and one-time crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried faces multiple charges of money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried defrauded customers of his digital currency exchange, FTX, and his cryptocurrency hedge fund. If found guilty, the 31-year-old Fried faces over 100 years in federal prison.
Omaha Steaks Burger.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Straight up, this is the longest running fight show industry. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we usually come to you on WBC TV, but there's some technical issues regarding the TV broadcast today. So we are broadcasting live the video stream on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, with the WBC channel. Somehow just the audio around, somehow I plugged in the wrong thing or plugged out the wrong. Bottom line is I'm not a genius at doing this, and I hit the wrong button, I think. So we'll try to get that straight for next week. Of course, speaking of next week, let's talk about last week. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, what can I say? 12-round winner over Jermell Charlo. Everybody's thinking about that. And it was on pay-per-view, and I think that was the avenue you should put this fight on. It was on pay-per-view, but get this, they should pay you to watch it. Get that pay-per-view, pay you to watch it, because that's how bad that thing was. I mean, when you had one guy doing this thing, and Larry Merchant talked in hour number one how impressive Canelo was conditioning-wise. Yeah, but guess what? If you've got a guy that's not throwing punches back and you get to walk through him, you're going to walk through him like a hot knife through butter. That's just the way it is. And Jermell Charlo showed no resistance whatsoever. I mean, no resistance. I mean, talk about getting punked out. I hope he goes back to Dallas or Houston, where he's from, and down there in the ward, and winning the awards, and they just tell him what a punk-ass performance that was. I mean, it just was. You never tried to win. How can you go back home and be in the hood? And I probably ain't in the hood no more with that kind of money, but the bottom line is, how can you go back home and face your people after that? I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. Do it. I'd be ashamed. Straight up, but like Gervonta Davis says, guys aren't afraid to be ashamed anymore. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
The Bundys! Al Bundy used to go to the fights. He used to take Bud Bundy with him. Al Bundy said he was the great. Ed O'Neill said he was the greatest handball player in Hollywood. So I tried to get him a handball match with a referee by the name of Marty Sam, and it never happened. But the bottom line is Ed O'Neill was a big fight fan. And David Faustino went into the medical marijuana business. Last time I talked to him, he was selling weed. So that's what they're doing. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, Tommy D. What's happening, Tommy?
Hey, Pedro, what's going on, bro?
No, what's on your mind today, genius?
Well, genius, I'll try to be one. But today, nothing much. Yesterday, we had a couple of fights that I saw. You know, Josh Warrington took on Lee Wood. He looked good early on. I thought he was cruising to a victory. He was ahead in the scorecards, and he got careless. And Lee Wood caught him with a nice combination, and he was done. He was dazed and, you know, didn't even turn around and face him. He faced the corner and never turned back.
Well, you know, when you get hit hard like that, you know, things change around. Somebody said to me that somebody was giving me a bad time the other day when I thought that pound for pound that Julian Jackson was probably the hardest hitter in boxing history. And they said to me, no, a heavyweight was. I didn't mean it. Of course, there are heavyweights that punch harder than Julian Jackson. But I think pound for pound, I don't think anybody ever hit as hard as him. And guys used to tell me in sparring, they used to try to put 18-ounce gloves on him and it wasn't enough. He would knock you out with 18-ounce gloves.
Wow. And you told him pound for pound, so that obviously the person didn't get what you were saying.
No, like I tried to tell somebody last I told somebody last week about global warming. I said, you know, this has been the two hottest months in history. You know what he said to me? Not around here.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's go back to that fight. So Josh Warrington, I thought like he was cruising to the victory. Lee Wood looked a little defeated. I saw him hurt. In round five, he looked hurt and defeated. The referee kept warning him for rabbit punches in the back of the head and then eventually took a point. Do you think that may have caused him to get kind of careless? Like, it was, you know, crossed his mind, like, to be careful. And, you know, he got kind of careless and, you know, therefore he got caught. Because that's what I kind of thought to an extent. Because he was cruising.
Here's what's up. You cruise, and you get comfortable. And you get comfortable when you get caught, okay? And this guy, I mean, as I said, he's a knife fighter in a boxing, in a gunfight. I mean, he has had 8 knockouts to like 31 wins or something like that. He can't punch his way out of a paper bag. So he's not going to beat the other guy punching, okay? He's going to beat
him. No, that's true, yes.
He's going to beat him boxing. So he was doing his thing. I thought he finally got clipped, and once he got clipped, it was lights out.
Yeah, it was over. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I just thought maybe, you know, that deduction kind of messed with him a little bit because it was in the same round too. But
okay, how good is Philip Hargiv, the heavyweight? How good is he?
Hergovic?
Yeah,
I think he's okay. I mean, I personally thought he got a gift decision versus Zhang. I thought Zhang beat him clearly. So you know, he's a solid guy. He hits hard. You know, and you know, another reason why I think he lost to Zhang clearly, and I think he knows he lost it because he said he wasn't his full self, you know, when he beat Zhang. So that's kind of like an excuse, you know, kind of admitting that, you know, he kind of lost that fight.
Okay, but, Anthony Joshua is going to come back December 23rd. Are you fighting him?
No, not me. I would like to pay him.
The Impeccable One, you going in with Joshua on the 23rd? Here's what's up. I'm not, so there's 3 sniffs that he can't have. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is he's looking for bodies. They threw a couple of decent guys at him. He sort of sidestepped it.
Yeah, I think they're still trying to build him and maybe build his confidence a little bit, because as you see, his confidence is just not fully there. He's scared to like let his hands go, you know, at times.
Yeah, but this is not. We're not playing in the symphony here, okay? You let your hands go, maybe don't hit the high note or something like that. This is boxing, okay? I don't want
to
hear this.
Well, you got to.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the. I'm tired. He's an Olympic gold medalist, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Been around a while. I thought he was going to be the second coming of like God almost. I mean, I looked at him. He was 6'6". He was black. He had nice hand speed. He had a good body. Had a nice disposition about him. And then it turned out that he really can't take a punch. And at the end of the day, he can't fight.
No, he can't. And if they want to really do something, put him in there with Zhang. Let him fight Zhang. I think that'll do well in the box office. You know, both Olympians.
Ooh.
You know, right? Why not?
Because listen, with Zhang's confidence the way it's going, I think anybody you put him in with, he's got a chance of knocking him out.
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I like to see him fight, you know, Wilder as well. But Wilder's been inactive for now a year now, almost a year. I think his last fight was last October. So,
you know, but he's must watch. You know, he's must watch TV. Tyson Fury is not must watch TV, and especially he's diminished the value of the heavyweight championship so much in the past couple of years. At one point, Tom, I thought he was like a godsend. This guy was coming back. He beat cocaine. You know, he beat depression, et cetera. He was going to be like this poster boy for boxing. He's like a poster boy for punks.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Tyson Fury. I'm a fan of Wilder. I love Wilder. I just like to see it, you know, be more active. But the heavyweight division is just like that. There's not many active guys right now.
Okay, and I talked about that before. As guys get older, they should fight more. People say they should fight less. I think, of course, the Marvin Hagler story, of course, in 84 he fought, I think, a couple of times. In 85 he fought like twice, once. And then in 86 he fought, well, you know, I mean, one time. I think he got old doing that. I think guys need to fight to stay regular. As far as Anthony Joshua was concerned, he might take on Flip for a vacant IBF title rather than taking on Deontay Wilder, according to Boxing News. Now, something else coming out of the UK says, Eddie Hearn says, Ben and Eubank for December 23rd. Should Ben be fighting Conor Ben? Is he legal? Should he be legal to fight?
I don't think he should be. I think they're making a total, like, a bunch of excuses for him. He can't fight in the UK, and, of course, they find somewhere in the United States where he can fight. I just don't think. I think he's, you know, full of it. you know, he got caught.
How many times did he get caught? How many times did he get caught?
From my knowledge, this is the first time. I'm not sure.
But what I'm trying to say is, didn't they find out there was some other testing that came back dirty from him and this kind of good stuff? I mean, there was more than one, just one test. There was more than one test that came back dirty. There was a series of them at different times.
Then if that's the case, he should be suspended for at least a year.
Life.
If not two. Yeah.
Listen, you can play baseball and hit baseballs harder like Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and those kind of good guys and do your thing like that. But when you're hitting other people and you've got some type of advantage, be it Flintstone vitamins, anabolic steroids, human growth hormone, I can go on and on. Any of those advantages, performance-enhancing drugs, I think you should be banned.
I think, yeah, I totally agree because you can kill somebody in boxing, right? You can really damage somebody up.
Okay, you know? Now I'm going to go back to Canelo Alvarez eating that meat a couple years ago. He said they had the steroids in it. You believe that?
I think his excuse was bogus as well. He obviously was taking something to help him.
Every Mexican in the world would test positive for steroids if that was the case. Every Mexican in the world would test positive for steroids because every Mexican I know eats beef. I don't know any Mexicans that don't eat beef, so he's eating beef. Yeah. He's test positive for steroids. Blame it on the beef.
And didn't they raise the limits because of him too? The colluder, whatever.
Yeah. At the end of the day, give him a grade. Can you grade a guy when he fights a guy that doesn't fight back?
No, I mean I give him maybe a B minus. I mean, but he didn't do anything special last week. I mean, he came there. He was looking to fight. He came to exchange. You know, he bruised up Charlo's arms a bit. Those arm punches took effect, but other than that,
Charlo's body was so open. Even though he had his elbows in tight, I'd have been pushing body shots in the middle all night long. Yeah. All night long. I mean, all night long. I kept saying, he's there. He's there. And Canelo was throwing punches that seemed to extend the fight rather than end the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bunch of arm punches. Like, I would love to know how his left arm, Charlo's left arm, is doing because he caught shots straight on the shoulder, from Canelo. But he didn't do anything special.
I used to hit guys on the shoulders and on the arms and that. When I get first thing out the gate, I would step right across the ring and I'd hit them as hard as I could first time. Just let them know, hey man, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Charlo never did it even once. I kept saying to myself, do something, do something, do something. I'm watching this fight, and it's going round after round after round after round, and nothing's happening, and the Mexicans are eating us up because they're eating us up. As long as their guy wins, they don't care.
Yeah, you're right. And it's total disappointment because for all the talk that Charlo did, now, mind you, he didn't talk much, for the lead-up to the fight. But before that, years passed, he said, Canelo ducked him. Canelo passed him. I always want to fight Canelo. Said, I could beat this guy. And he didn't show up. He didn't show any type of effort.
Seriously. Now, Jamal Charlo, of course, the brother of Jamel Charlo, is talking about him stepping up to fight now Canelo Alvarez. Of course, I don't want to see that one. In fact, this is the guy that's had the cocaine, had alleged Colombian dust problems, had problems with chicks. He bounced a check or had a bad debit card in a restaurant. I mean, he's a ghetto brother.
Yeah, he's got issues. I mean, if he wants a fight and he wants some type of revenge, why don't he try to get a fight with Caleb Plant, who smacked the life out of him? wouldn't you, want to get that back? So I don't want to see any of the Charlos in the ring, especially versus somebody like Canelo. No.
Okay, listen, do you think Charlo got the lucky stick when he didn't end up fighting Tim Tszyu?
Yes and no. That Charlo at 154 was pretty solid. I think he earned Undisputed. He fought he went through a tough road rather than some of the other guys of the other.
Yeah, but once you get punked out, no matter what weight you've been punked out, you've been punked out.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I'm very intrigued to see what happens with him next. If he does in fact go back down to 154 and fight Tim Tszyu or Mendoza, if Mendoza was happened to upset him,
Questions for Tommy D after the break.
But I think he gets stopped.
All right. Questions for Tommy D after the break as Ring Talk continues. Of course, this is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. I have the impeccable one. Bailey Peck is my producer. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
Earthquake, back in the days, of course, HBO specials. Those were pretty cool, weren't they? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside living world of boxing and MMA. Don't ask me why, but, you know, I don't have HBO anymore. I mean, there's nothing on HBO anymore that I even want to watch. I mean, nothing. I mean, I can't think of a single show I want to watch on HBO. I like The Sopranos, I like boxing, I like a couple other shows, but the bottom of Larry David. But outside of that, HBO sort of sucked, and, of course, now it really sucks. Tommy D, do you still have HBO?
No, I don't. And all the shows you mentioned is exactly why I had it before. Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, and Game of Thrones. That was the other one. Sopranos, all those shows. But now it's worthless. Like, it's nothing on there.
Hey, do you remember Larry David with the, when he said he was a when he was in the he was in that ski lift with that girl that said she was a serious Jew and that she
yes.
And she couldn't be with a man after midnight. No, after dark went down. Right, it was 5:30 or something like that. And she was I can't remember her Jewish sect, but the bottom line is, she says, "I can't be here." She goes, "One of us is going to have to jump." He goes to her, "Are you nuts?" And she jumped.
And she jumped out.
I thought
that show was great.
When I would see him,
You see him at the fights on occasion, and Larry Merchant was tight with him. I kept trying to tell Larry Merchant, get me a date. Bring me to lunch with Larry David. This, and he said, you know, Larry's a little weird. Really? I mean, come on. Hey, that's what he said to me. Larry Merchant tried to tell me Larry David's a little weird. Well, I didn't really. So anyway, evidently Larry David is living back in Massachusetts and doing his thing around there, but he's abandoned L.A. More power to him. But I thought,
oh, wow, okay.
You know, he was like, he was a genius. He was George Costanza.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and then they try even in the Curb, they try to do the remake of the last episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah,
and he wanted to play George Costanza pretty much, and he wrote the script. He's just hilarious. He's from Brooklyn. He's from here in New York.
Is he from Brooklyn?
I think he's from Brooklyn. Yeah.
Hey, the guy, listen, I have the utmost respect for the guy because he tells Trump what to do and where to go and all that kind of good stuff. He says whatever he wants to say. You cannot, hey, he was evidently in some wine club with some celebs came into some wine club about 2 weeks ago, and he cussed him out in public. But if you're going to call people on it, don't call people via social media. Call them to their face.
Yeah. It's funny because when I watch the show, I watch it with my wife, and I'd be like, you know, you really think like he's like that in real life? And I'm like, I really think he is. I think he really doesn't have any filter.
No. He is really like that in real life. Now, we had a women's bout over the weekend. Terry Harper, of course, defending the junior middleweight championship against a former welterweight champion, Cecilia Bregas. It ended in a draw. Has Bregas got anything left?
I don't think so. I think she's at the end of her career. I didn't really pay much attention to it. It was a majority draw. Correct.
Yeah.
You know, two judges scored a draw.
One judge had it 97. One judge had it 7-3 for Harper.
Yeah, I think she's pretty much done, in my opinion. But to be honest, I didn't pay much attention to the fight.
Okay, I'm going to go back 1 week, 8 days. Jesus Alejandro Ramos Jr. and Erickson Lubin. Erickson Lubin won the fight. Let me run the scores by you. 117-111. That was Pat Jarman out of Las Vegas. 116-112. That's 9-3 in rounds. 8-4 in rounds, and then 115-113 is 7-5 in rounds. Guess what the fan BoxRec scored that fight? 116-112 for Ramos.
Yeah, and that sounds about right. If not, maybe 117-111 for Ramos. But
yeah,
Lubin got a gift, an early Christmas gift. Ramos did take his foot off the gas a little bit in like the last 3 or 4 rounds. But there was not one round that you could say that Lubin won clearly.
No.
Maybe the first, there was not one.
But here's I think Socrates has got a fight of Villarreal going to the post pretty soon. These guys got to realize, man, you got to do it. I mean posing stuff. I remember you were sort of cool about my fights. There were 3 rounds. I had no time to pose.
Yeah, you got to get them out of there as quick as possible.
It was like 9 minutes. 9 minutes. So are we going to go 9 minutes or are we going 9 minutes or less? What's going to happen here? But the bottom line is I didn't have no time to pose, man. And these guys are posing nowadays. I mean, Gervonta Davis talked a little bit earlier about being the face of boxing. I think he might be the closest to the face of boxing as we speak right now. But, he's talking about guys falling into this Floyd Mayweather type of setup where they want to go 12 rounds and they're happy to go 12 rounds. I mean, Devin Haney, I think he's lowered his stock by going 12 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's just his style. He's not really going to stop anybody. Let's see him moving up. If he gains a little bit of power, I don't think so. But,
he's bigger than this. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. He's so much bigger than these other guys at 135. He's dwarfing those guys almost.
Yeah, and I think he could fight even at welterweight. I think eventually he will be a welterweight. And he's bigger than Prograis. You know, and it's funny, Vegas has Haney a 3-1 favorite over Prograis moving up in weight.
Yeah, because Prograis is fighting Haney here in San Francisco, which is perceived as Haney's home, but Haney says he's from Oakland. Anyway, I'm going to look at the most followed fighters in the BoxRec thing. Saul Alvarez got 4,500 followers, Tyson Fury 3,300, Gennady Golovkin, I can't believe this, he's a worldwide appeal, I guess, 3,328, Terrence Crawford 3,163, Vasyl Lomachenko 3,125. What has Terrence Crawford got to do to step away from Errol Spence? Does he have to do this Errol Spence dance again?
I don't know. I think it's up to Errol Spence and the way the contract was drawn. I mean, I really honestly don't think they should do it. I think Crawford should be able to move up and fight whoever he wants to fight. Or
what about Ennis? What about Ennis? Now, you don't know. Why do you want him to move up? Why is he want to move up? There's guys at 147.
No, I said either that or if he stays at 147, I want to see him fight, you know, Boots Ennis.
How good is Boots Ennis, Philadelphia fighter? What do you think?
I think he's a very good fighter. I think he's very solid. I mean, may not have the experience as a Spence or a Crawford, but I think he's very gifted athletically. He comes from an athletic family. I think he's, he comes from a fighting town in Philadelphia, right? So I think this it'd be a great fight. He beats Bud, but
top-ranked prospect is Xavier Zayas. How good is he?
I think he's really good. I think he gets better with each fight. You can see, like, he works on it. His last fight, I thought he looked really good. The fight before that, he didn't move his head as much, and I was, kind of disappointed. He kept it kind of straight line. And the last fight, he moved it a little bit. I would like him to finish fighters a little bit more. He hurt the last fight. He dropped him in the first round, and he couldn't kind of get him out of there. I think eventually he did stop him, but I really like Zayas. I'm a little biased because I always root for the Puerto Rican fighters. Yeah. So,
All right. I'm looking at, minimum weight. I don't want to see anybody fight at minimum weight. Light flyweight, not really. Rodriguez Bam Bam is at 112, but he's wearing those big gloves. 112 is Juan Francisco Estrada. 118 is Emmanuel Rodriguez. The guy at 122 is the real star, I think, in the lower divisions. Of course, Nanoa Inoue.
Yeah, and I think he's got his fight lined up for Undisputed, his next fight. I'm not sure of the date yet, but I think he has a fight almost lined up to unify.
I wish he would fight here. I wish he would fight here in the States. I mean, that would be an event.
That would be great.
Because when he fights over in Japan, they're the quietest you can. I mean, they don't say anything over there. Nothing. They don't.
No, they respect the fighters. They don't wait till after the fight.
And when Tyson was getting his ass kicked by Buster Douglas, they sat there in silence. It was like they were muted.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that they do that. Nobody's standing up in your way. If you're there to watch the fight, you're going to see the fight.
Here's the trippy thing about Japan. You get stoned in your hotel room. You walk outside. And you don't hear anything. Like you don't hear anything. And you're walking down Tokyo streets and you're saying to yourself, are my ears working? Yes, they're working. There's no noise there. Nobody honks a horn.
It's crazy.
The impeccable one's supposed to be going to Japan. When he does, I'll send him some travel expenses. But outside of it, are you going to Japan yet or not? Maybe. He's going. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, have a good week. We'll talk next week, my brother.
You got it, bro. Take care.
Tommy Dumas, of course, our chief, the hot shot caller on Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience, one teaspoon of generosity. One pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
Nothing quite like spending time in his presence. I just got to tell you that. I mean, it was priceless without a doubt. I remember they were paying me money. I kept saying to myself, I'm making money doing it. I can't believe it. And when I got like $4,000 to count a bunch of money one time. Here's what happened. Harold Smith had $400,000. The Chinese paid him off in cash, $20 bills. Don't ask me why. I don't ask. I just count. Okay. So he gave me all this money. He told me to count it. I got $4,000 for counting it. And Ali, I think he got $40,000, I think, for making it. Anyway, bottom line is everybody got a cut of the take, no doubt about that. So I really miss him. And, you know, people say, champions come and go, but Muhammad Ali wasn't a champion. He was an icon without barriers, without a doubt. Now, the 11th of, take that back, the 11th of this month, of course, we're talking about down south, down under. I'm talking about the 15th, take that back, October 15th, Tim Zhu, of course, the WBO champion at 154 pounds, going to take on Brian Mendoza. Now, what's sort of cool about Brian Mendoza is Brian can fight, and Brian knocked out Sebastian Fedora in his last fight. Fedora stands like 6'5", 154 pounds. 6'5", 154. He made the impeccable one look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, I'm telling you, man, 6'5", 154 pounds. Of course, Brian Mendoza knocked him out. Fedora's got a comeback fight in a few months. But the bottom line is he was undefeated now. And I think that the fact that he's bringing in that knockout of Fedora over there, if he doesn't go down there and get poisoned, I'm talking about Brian Mendoza. If Brian Mendoza is going in to get poisoned, I don't mean like poison, like, you know, putting arsenic in his drink or something like that, but like bad food or not treating him right or he can't make weight or they make life hell for him, I think that could take away from his performance. But I think if he goes down there 100%, I think he's got a good, solid shot of beating Tim Zhu. I mean, Tim Zhu's got some good skills in this and that, but the main thing Tim Zhu's got going for him is he's Kasia Zhu's son. That's basically what it is. Now, let's go back to 160 pounds. The middleweight at 160 pounds, according to BoxRec, number one is Chris Eubank Jr. Of course, he is a guy that won a couple of months ago, I think, a month ago against Liam Smith. And, of course, he was had some drug issues. He shouldn't be fighting, but the bottom line is he is fighting. He'll probably fight again here in the United States. Now, he's number one at 160 pounds, according to the BoxRec computer. Liam Smith, number two. A guy named Melron Nurasilaknak is number three, and Carlos Adamas, number four, Michael Zarate, number five, Zanabek Akalanuli is number six, Austin Williams, number seven, Vicente Guafari, number eight, Elijah Garcia, number nine, Shane Mosley Jr., number 10, Hamaz Shiraz, number 11, and number 12 annual anal, is it anal? Anal Nagamas kick, something like that. And number 13 is Estoa Aoa. And number 14 is Marquise Taylor. And number 15 is a guy from Rio de Janeiro named Estan Mikel William. What I'm trying to tell you is there's not one name here outside of maybe Shane Mosley Jr. because he was Shane Mosley's son. Outside of that, there are no names. What happened to the middleweight division? I mean, what happened to it? I mean, you know, what happened to it was Charlo. Mm. The 160-pound Charlo, Jermall Charlo, the guy with the head case, the guy with the reported chemical problems. Anyway, bottom line is he sort of screwed that division up, man. He just did. He didn't defend against anybody. He kept BSing around. He hasn't fought since, I think, July of 2021. That's better than 2 years now, of course. And he was a WBC champion at 160, but finally they had to strip him and walk away. But I'm looking at this middleweight contenders. I mean, good Lord. I mean, can you just, like, walk away from the middleweight division? With this? I mean, there's no talent there. There's absolutely no talent there. As far as 154 is concerned, of course, you still got Mr. Charlo's, and of course, he's still the number one guy at 154 because he lost at 168, but he sort of got an asterisk next to him. He's still now 35-2-1. He's 33 years old. Hope he would retire with all that money. Erickson Lubers ranked number two. I can't believe that after that win, of course, over the young man last week that Mr. Ramos, I thought, kicked his ass thoroughly. The crowd thought he kicked his ass. The Boxrec populace thought he kicked his ass 8-4 in rounds, and yet one judge had it 9-3 the other way. I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? I mean, she was off like 9 rounds. I'm talking about Patricia Jarman. She was off 9 rounds from my score. How can you be 9 rounds off somebody else? That common sense just doesn't make sense. Of course, Tim Zoon ranked number 3 at 154. Brian Mendoza ranked number 4 at 154. Fedora, the former champion at the WBC, of course, 25 years old, 21-1 now. It was funny when I watched him get knocked out because when he got clipped, boom, you clip a big guy and they short circuit. It's sort of weird because big guys don't get hit that often. It's because they're big guys. They aren't even hit to it. I remember when I hit Keith Rucker the first time. Keith had never been down. Keith had never been hit hard. I broke some orbital bones in his face. He never boxed again. But the bottom line is these big guys, because they got this height and size advantage over you, think, you know, they're not going to take any punishment. Well, Fedora took some punishment. I think Brian Mendoza can dish out the same amount of punishment versus Tim Zhu and become the WBO champion. I think so. I don't think this is a walk in the park. I think the fact that the only thing that Tim Zhu's got going for him is the fact that he's fighting in Australia. If he wasn't fighting in Australia, I think this would be a pick'em fight. It's a 3-1 fight right now picking Tim Zhu, but I think if I was an underdog better, I think I would go with Brian Mendoza, no doubt about that. But at 154, he got the Jermall Charlo thing going along. I don't know. 175, everybody talks about Dimitri Bivol, right? Of course, he's the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez about a year ago, but the bottom line is, of course, he's not the guy at 175, really. He's 21 and zips, got like, I think, what, 11, 12 knockouts, 11 KOs, of course. He's a good fighter, no doubt about that, and he beat Gilberto Ramirez in his last fight, but, he can't beat Artur Beterbiev, I don't think so. But David Benavidez thinks he can beat Benavidez, thinks he can beat Beterbiev. He thinks Beterbiev just stands too stiff. He's too easy to hit to the body. He says he's the easiest guy to hit in the division. So I would like to see that. So Benavidez talking about moving up to 175 pounds, but they won't give him his thing at 168. What's up with that? Because Saul Alvarez, what's he going to do next? If he doesn't, listen, if Benavidez wins convincingly, if he wins, period, I won't even say convincingly. If he wins, period, against Boo Boo Andrade, Dimitri Andrade, he deserves a fight with Canelo Alvarez in May. If he doesn't get it, it will be because the boxing gods have decided they're going to spit all over David Benavidez some more. Spit, when I say spit on the show, spit with an H, because the bottom line is he's been the number one contender now for 2 years. When are you going to give him his props? I mean, 2 years. What more does a guy got to do? I mean, think about that. 2 years, you're waiting, you're the number one contender, you're winning your fights, and yet nobody wants to fight you. Back to the best fighter pound for pound in the world, I think it's Noah. Of course, he is 25 and zipped, the current 122-pound champion. Number two guy has to be Terrence Crawford, of course, the welterweight champion out of Omaha, Nebraska, 36 years old, 40 and zip. Third fighter on the list probably is Shakur Stevenson, of course, a lightweight, 20 and zip, 26, he's 26 years old. Of course, he is fighting at 135 pounds now. I don't put Devin Haney up there. People say to me, why don't you put Devin Haney? I don't think Devin Haney's that good. I mean, what is Devin? He's number six, according to the Boxrec, but he hasn't done anything for me. He's 30 and zip. What has he done in 30 fights? Let me go through his record in 30 fights. Devin Haney, the kid from San Francisco, the pride of San Francisco. He's got Regis Progress coming up December the 9th here in the City by the Bay, a 3-1 favorite. Before that, his last fight, he fought Vasyl Lomachenko. He lost. He got beat, okay? He just did. The judges denied him that night. Without a doubt, I thought that Lomachenko won 115-113 in 7-5 in rounds. I'm not trying to say it was a Stone Cold robbery, but I thought it was a clear one for Vasyl Lomachenko. They went the other way. Before that, he beat Kambosos, not once, but twice. Before that, he beat Joseph Diaz. Before that, he went to 12-round distance with Jorge Linares. Before that, he went 12 rounds with Yuri Gamboa. Come on, man. This isn't superstar type of stuff. It just isn't. I think Devin Haney is vastly overrated. And I'm not trying to say that Progress is the guy to take him out, but stepping up to 140, I think that Progress, if he doesn't just try to impose his will, he does the Jermell Charlo type of thing and dances around for 12 rounds, will be another, like, pay-per-view fight. In other words, pay you to watch. They should have paid you to watch that fight last week, the Jermell Charlo, Canelo Alvarez fight. Pay-per-view? They should have paid me to watch it. That's how bad it was. I kid you not. I mean, I didn't get up because I kept saying, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Nothing ever happened. I mean, nothing. I left a soda in the freezer. It got frozen. I kept saying to myself, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Nothing happened. Okay, you don't need those type of fights, especially in big-time fights. In fact, if you bought the fight on pay-per-view, I feel you got ripped off. Of course, I bought it at the strip club up the street. It cost me $20, so, you know, it is what it is. But I didn't feel that badly burned for $20 because I got to see pretty girls as well with a lot of breasts in the room. But, it was a bad fight. And I don't think that pay-per-view fights like that are good for the game. I'm trying to tell you, you know, pay-per-view used to be something special. When HBO went pay-per-view, was because it was something special. I mean, it was in a special event. Now guys go pay-per-view because they can't make any money on regular TV. HBO's not around anymore. Listen, HBO getting away from boxing, it might have slashed the throat of boxing. Boxing's got a slashed throat right now. It's still alive, still bleeding, but the jugular vein, I think, has been cut. I really do. I don't think anybody could pick up the void. Showtime has tried. You got to give those guys props, no doubt about that, but they're all hooked up with Al Heyman. So they've only got one promoter, Premier Boxing Champions, of course, and they keep airing these fights on Showtime Championship Boxing, and then they say, well, wait, time out. We were going to put it on Showtime Championship Boxing, but now we're going to put it on pay-per-view. It's a bigger event. It's not a bigger event. A lot of the fights that they aired on Showtime, some of them aren't even very good. I mean, I give those people some props for some decent fights. For the most part, a lot of them are showcase fights. That's the way Premier Boxing Champions roll. They like to showcase their guys. Showcase. Okay? I think Mr. Lubin, Erickson Lubin, that was a showcase fight for him the other night, and yet he got away with it. How do you get away with that? How do you pull that off? How does somebody actually kick your ass for the better part of 12 rounds and you walk out of the winner? I'm still blown away by that. And of course, the fans had it 116-112, 116-112 for the other guy. The judges had it 116-112 for Lubin. One judge had it 117-111 for Lubin. Another judge had 115-113 for Lubin. All three judges thought Lubin won. I don't know anybody, Kevin Ioli. He said he wasn't drinking. He doesn't need a drug test or anything like that. But the former star reporter of the Las Vegas Sun and Review Journal down there, he said he thought something was wrong there. Am I on drugs or what? I mean, what's going on with that? Anyway, Vegas not portraying the best display of boxing of late. Well, by display, the officiating looks like it's like a little suspect. It smells a little bit. I mean, you've had a couple of funny fights with Tony Weeks stopping that fight a few months ago, and of course, some bad decisions. Put that all together, people think boxing in Las Vegas is fixed. I kid you not. That's what they think. They think boxing in Las Vegas is fixed. So unless Vegas does something to turn this around, it's going to hurt the fight game more. I really do. I think the fight game right now needs a couple of personalities that we don't have. I don't know if Xavier Zayas is that personality, but I think we need a personality. Somebody like a Mike Tyson. Maybe not a Mike Tyson per se, but somebody to step up and take attention to the boxing world. Get the boxing world to take attention of me. Pound on your chest and make people watch. But the bottom line is, we don't have that guy right now. Deontay Wilder might have been that guy at one point in time, but must-watch TV was beaten up by Tyson Fury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Gervonta Davis, the face of boxing? I still think so, without a doubt. Who else would be? If it isn't Davis, who is it? Tell me. You can text me. 415-532-4867.
Thank you. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't know what it's like to be in the ring against someone so great as a Tommy Hearns. It wasn't until Muhammad Ali told me many years ago. He said, Ray, when I fought Joe Frazier, it was the closest thing to death. And I didn't quite understand that. I couldn't digest that. The fight with Tommy Hearns, it was the closest thing to death because you're exhausted. You can't keep your hands up. You know this guy. If you give him a chance, he would knock your block off. It wasn't until my trainer, Angelo Dundee, said, Ray, I think 11th or 12th round, he said, you're blowing it, meaning I'm losing. That little sound bite made a huge difference in the outcome of that fight. Because I got off the stool the next round, and I hurt him, and I rocked him, and I took him out.
Greatest Ray Charles, and of course the greatest welterweight in history in my mind, without a doubt. I think he was 36-3 as a pro. It's like 36-3, got stopped one time, of course, by Terry Norris, I believe, 25 KOs. Take that back. Got stopped by the Macho Man, Hector Camacho. I was there. I televised that fight, the international fight. That was a fight in which Ray Leonard went into the ring with a damaged Achilles tendon. Of course, he paid the price for that when Camacho stopped him in the fifth round. But that was one-sided beatdown. Before that, he lost to Terry Norris. Of course, that was in 1991. He fought Camacho in 1997. He really retired after the Roberto Duran fight, of course, the third one in December of 1989. Of course, before that, he had fought Tommy Hearns in 1989. Of course, that was a draw, but he got his ass whooped in that. He admitted that after that. Of course, he fought Donnie Lalonde. Of course, that was in Las Vegas in 1988, November the 7th, outdoors. Lalonde knocked him down. He got up and knocked Lalonde out. Of course, before that, it was Marvin Hagler. And, of course, it was 3 years before that. And then the comeback fight with Thumbless Gloves against Kevin Howard. So the bottom line is, that is the career of Sugar Ray Leonard after 1984. I think he was the greatest welterweight of all time, of course. And why do I say that? I think the athletic, I don't think anybody could run faster. I don't think anybody could do more pull-ups. I don't think anybody could do more push-ups. I think he could have played baseball, football, basketball, you name it. If he had the size, he could have played it. And at the end of the day, Ray Robinson told me, Sugar Ray Robinson told me this, Ray Leonard is a smaller, a faster, harder-hitting version than me. What is he trying to say? Ray Leonard was better than Sugar Ray Robinson, according to the great Sugar Ray Robinson. Well, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, of course, coming to you for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to thank my guests. They used to call him one of the Wacko Twins, and I forgot to ask him about that. Dennis Rappaport, what a class act he is, no doubt about that. The former manager, Jerry Cooney, spent some time with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, did our spiel on Harold Letterman. May Harold rest in peace. I miss him so much. And, of course, Tommy D was in the house. And I want to give props, without a doubt, to my impeccable producer in the other room. He comes in here, and he just kicks ass week in and week out. I'm talking about Bailey Peck. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue.